This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And hello to the folks in India tuning in. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, including our nation's truck drivers out there. And follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, the professor of politics in California, IA, it's Kyle Warren. And good morning again, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget that, folks, because it's very important to the scheme of things right here. Now, Kyle, I'm going to play a little audio here, which pertains to the United States sending 3,000 troops for the partial Afghan embassy evacuation. But it's more than the embassy. It should be pointed out, folks, we still have civilian contractors in Afghanistan, and some of them are cut off from where they need to be to get out of the country, because the Taliban has actually got one of the main roads coming out of Kabul, and they're in control of it. But let's listen to this.
Defense Department spokesman John Kirby says the deployment is not a long-term change in military plans for Afghanistan.
This is a temporary mission with a narrow focus.
He says 3,000 fresh troops are being rushed in to help with a partial evacuation of the U.S. Embassy in Kabul.
And they will be in addition to those troops that are already in Kabul.
The move comes just weeks before the U.S. military is scheduled to complete its withdrawal from Afghanistan, and with the Taliban taking over much of the country. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, that's interesting with what he said, but again, I'm going to point out there are civilian contractors that are scattered around Afghanistan right now that are cut off because the roads have been captured by the Taliban, and they can't get, for example, into Kabul where they need to get to the airport to get out. So I would imagine there's going to be some sort of activity to clear the roads so that they can get the people transported from point A to B. They can't fly them all everywhere, right?
Well, exactly. And this is where these 3,000 extra troops from the U.S. Come into play. Also, we understand that Britain is saying that it's going to send about 600 troops to help its own citizens try to get out of Afghanistan.
Well, they're all in the same boat. We did, because we knew what was going on, and we were reporting that the Afghan army, and by the way, a lot of these guys in the Afghan army, they're for lack of better words, I'll call them a two-way. What that means is they might have been Taliban people to begin with, or people that supported the Taliban. They joined the army because they were going to get paid. more money instead of the Taliban. That it was hit or miss when it came to money. But now I think that they've got more finances to take care of their people. But anyway, they went into the Afghan army, and they infiltrated the army, if you will. So when it came time for the rubber meets the road, you're going to go fight your brothers, they turned around and left.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And, of course, the events are moving very quickly, Captain, and we will likely see the Taliban be in full control before too long. Now, when that happens, here's a great question. Do you think the Taliban are going to want to be a part of the world community?
Of course not.
And, you know, do all kinds of great things.
Of course not.
It's going to be, unfortunately, we're going to see some very, very bad things happening.
And I heard Biden talk about, well, we're going to give them an opportunity to be part of the world community. And then China says, well, we're going to recognize them on the world stage. They don't care.
No, of course they don't care. And it's going to, again, be very revealing. Perchance to think that we're going to be seeing issues as we did 20 years ago, Captain, in Afghanistan, as they became the launch ground, literally, for global terrorism.
Yeah. Now, let's talk a little bit of money here right now. Florida Congressman Byron Donalds said that the Biden White House knows that the massive spending is hurting the seniors and low-income Americans, but they just don't care. They're doing it because they know that what they were going to do was going to hurt the middle class to begin with, because they're trying to get rid of the middle class and the low class.
Well, right. Exactly. Yeah, I don't think that they care. They don't care about the border crisis. That much is completely obvious. They don't care about the COVID crisis. That much is also obvious, because they're not doing things that you would do if you were really trying to fight a pandemic. Guess what? The American people really do want to fight the pandemic, but the Biden administration, by allowing people to come across the border and take them to all different points in the country, and knowing that in many cases they are spreading COVID, that's just not serious. And the American people demand that their government takes this seriously.
Yeah, Jeff just said something in the chat room. That's Jeff from Sarasota. He just said, welcome to 910 20 years later.
Well, exactly. I mean, in other words, what are we to think other than this is going to be very, very bad in Afghanistan?
Well, something's going to happen.
Yep.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. I'm going to bring Kathy into the mix. She's going to give everybody the phone number coming up right about now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services, with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yeah, betcha. And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow.com. Remember, MyPillow.com, if you use the promo code CAPTAIN, you go over there, you can save a boatload of money, including the big sale on the Giza sheets right now. Yeah, you heard about them, and here's your opportunity to get a set of those sheets and save 50%. 50%. It makes them as low as $49.99 for the set of Giza sheets and the pillowcases, too, with the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, you can also call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Now, the sheets are available in solids and stripes when it comes to colors, various colors. Go over there, MyPillow.com. Check it out. You're going to love it. Promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459, MyPillow. And I'm telling you, I just got my sheets. I ordered my sheets. I haven't got them yet. I can't wait till I get them because I've been dying to try them out. Hey, Kyle, did you say you've got those?
I haven't got them yet, but here's the thing. They're 50% off with the promo code CAPTAIN.
Oh, you got to do it.
Yeah, so that's a no-brainer right there.
Got to do it because you can save 50% on something. It's time to buy it. All right, well, let's go back to what we were talking about here. We're going to talk about some money. Senator Ted Cruz said, of course, the $28.4 trillion federal debt is way too much in regards to raising the debt ceiling that the Republicans came out and said, nope, not going to do it.
Well, of course. Again, because where does it all end? You know, and also, Captain, we know that the more that the debt goes up, the more that we're going to have to have a tax burden on the people. Borrowing more isn't the answer. And when we look at what's happening, Captain, with consumer prices and also inflation, I think I heard earlier, year over year, running a little over 8% or so. I mean, this is a nuclear meltdown for consumers.
We need to go back and we need to point to everybody that's listening to this program right now that unless you've been hiding under a rock and you don't understand, the economy was going pretty good with Donald Trump in charge, right?
Exactly, yes.
We were energy self-sufficient, didn't have to worry about paying extra money for oil, and gas prices were $1.87 a gallon. Now, in my backyard, if I can find it for a little bit less than $3 a gallon, I've got a deal. But a lot of it is starting to go over $3 a gallon here in Florida, which is an increase of about $1.15 or $1.20 a gallon. Unacceptable. Unacceptable.
Well, of course. Of course. You know, Captain, America was thriving. And America cannot thrive if it has to buy energy from people
yep.
that don't like America.
And what is the number one expense that causes everything else to go up?
Well, fuel.
Energy.
Yeah, energy and fuel to,
yep.
to bring those products, for example, to your yep. grocery store.
So
yeah.
we knew what was going to happen. We told people what was going to happen. They turned around and voted for this idiot anyway and his policies. Well, how's that working out for you now, folks?
Well, you know what, Captain? Even Joe Biden and even the friendly media to Joe Biden, they can't stop people from walking out of
yeah.
their front doors and seeing with their own eyes yeah. what's happening.
Now I got another little project here. You talk about a pet peeve. We all knew that the infrastructure bill wasn't really an infrastructure bill, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
We said that over and over again, right?
Right.
We talked about all the stuff that was in it, right?
Right.
Well, we forgot to talk about one thing.
What's that?
The pay raises that the congressmen gave themselves. Nancy Pelosi snuck it in there, and the big spender that she is, she's now handing out raises on Capitol Hill.
Well, is that what they're doing there in the middle of the night?
Yep.
With these bills?
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
It's in the infrastructure bill. They gave themselves a pay raise.
Yep.
Like they, right. like they needed it.
Well, of course. You know, and again, it's do as we say, not as we do. These things don't really apply to us, you know, here in the Congress, and at least for the Democrat leadership
yeah.
and so forth. Yeah.
Let's think about something for a minute. I'm going to round the numbers off. A freshman congressman gets $175,000 a year plus an expense for an office paid for by the government plus an expense, well, let's see now, that's an office at the Capitol, an office in their district, and sometimes they get more than one office, they can get two, depending on the size of the district. It's all paid for by the government, correct?
Right.
Not Congress, the government, they get that office.
Right.
And their people, they get salaries allotted to them for the people.
Right.
Then they can pay them what they want. So, they get $175,000 a year. They're not held responsible for any of the insider information that they can then turn around and profit on in the terms of stocks or investments or buying property or whatever. On top of that, right?
Right.
And many people go to college or go to Congress and they come back 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 later and suddenly they're worth $1 million. One of them was a congressman that was up in Hernando County, 2 counties north of me, that did that over the course of 6 years. He went up there worth about $200,000 and came back worth almost $3 million.
Yeah, well, this is all too common kind of story. Yeah.
He's no longer the congressman, but still, he did what he wanted to, made the money he wanted, and went on to something different.
Yep. Well, but again, it's the, as you said, it's the inside information.
Yep.
That if you or I were to obtain, then that could be considered not only unethical, but in some cases.
You'd go to jail.
Yeah.
You'd go to jail. Now, the other thing is, like I say, folks, the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill is not an infrastructure bill. And you're going to start to hear all these little things that are tacked in there that have got nothing to do with infrastructure. Surprise, surprise.
Well, that's right. Well, you know, there's a Rasmussen poll out that shows that, you know, Senator from Louisiana, John Kennedy, he's
yep.
been calling it not a real infrastructure bill. Looks like over some 51% of likely U.S. voters agree with that statement.
Well, that must have been the one the Democrats voted in.
Yeah, right. Well, but I think it's a lot more than that, to be
yeah.
honest. Because, again, I think the American public, especially nowadays, Captain, when it comes to this infrastructure bill, if they would have said, here's the money we need, this is what it's going to go for, and list it out literally on a sheet of paper, you would have had vast bipartisan support, and not only on Capitol Hill, but across the country.
Now, the 69 Catholic schools in Brooklyn and Queens in New York City, when class resumes on September the 8th, are all going to be required, the students, the faculty, and staff, to wear face masks. I wonder how they're going to like that.
Well, they'll like it about as well as the kids here in California, where school is starting up, and in my area, it's starting up already, and everybody has to wear a mask.
Wow.
Yep.
Also, the Texas Senate yesterday passed their election reform bill after the Democrat that was holding a filibuster gave up.
Yep. Well, exactly. And, of course, it will be vilified that this is going against voting rights and they're trying to suppress the
vote. Suppressing the voters. The blacks can't figure this out because they won't be able to find a stamp or Kinko's or whatever it was that Kamala Harris said to get their ID.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this, Captain. You know, when you look at what many of the Democrat leadership have said in context, with voting rights and this kind of stuff, it's pretty condescending. Just like you're saying right there, it's really condescending from, and it's just sad to see this happening in modern day. You know that you actually do have these kinds of, as you said, Vice President Harris. Well, in the rural people in rural areas, they can't make a copy. This is crazy stuff.
Were you ever a Boy Scout?
No, I was not a Boy Scout.
Well, the Boy Scouts bankruptcy case, their hearing is set to begin today.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. That's true. My son was a Boy Scout, though. Yeah.
All right. And then before we go to break, finally, little Dr. Fauci, let's see if Jeff's awake, little Dr. Fauci has confirmed it's likely and inevitable that everyone will need a COVID-19 booster shot, according to little Dr. Fauci.
Well, yeah, that's Dr. Fauci talking, but we're going to see what's happening in different parts of the world as well. And this has to go, it has to do with cases, you know, versus hospitalization and death, but also whether or not the effectiveness of the shot begins to wane over time, and what's that time period.
Well, you're not going to go to New Zealand because they just shut the country down.
Well, they're locking down too in Australia in many places.
Both of them. Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
So,
and in one, I believe it's New Zealand, they've had 6 deaths.
Yeah. Exactly. And,
well, we got to close it because, my God, there might be a 7th.
Well, again, but also they're having, at least in Australia, they're trying another vaccination blitz. You know, it's hard to get a lot of folks to get vaccinated as well. They're trying to get these percentages up, from what they say.
All righty. Hold that thought. Folks, we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. More with Kyle Warren, the professor with politics. And there's Jeff right on cue with the little Dr. Fauci duck. All righty. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. PillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The military says about 3,000 troops are being sent to Afghanistan, but it's not a deployment to fight the Taliban. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says they're only being sent to help State Department workers and U.S. supporters out of Kabul safely.
A very temporary mission for a very specific purpose. That's a big difference than saying you're deploying for, you know, 8, 9, 12 months, you know, forces to stabilize and secure Afghanistan, which we've been doing for the last 20 years. This is a very narrowly defined, very temporary mission.
The Taliban has been taking control of much of Afghanistan, including the provincial capital of Kandahar, as U.S. and NATO allies withdraw. Tropical Storm Fred has now prompted a storm watch for the Florida Keys. It's now a tropical depression. The storm is expected to drench Cuba and the Bahamas. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. I think I will. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and their website is geico.com. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, and I happen to be one of them. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website, GEICO.com, can help you find coverage for just about anything you own. In the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. And what the deal is and how you save money is you bundle it with your homeowner's, renter's insurance, or condo insurance policy. You bundle it through the Geico website, GEICO.com, or your local Geico agent, whichever is more convenient for you. So go on over there, Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico.com. Find out more about them. Save yourself a bunch of money in your insurance like I do. No sense in just throwing money away. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You notice we got this far in the program without talking about the governor of New York.
Right.
But now we're going to.
Yep.
Because the incoming governor, Kathy Hochul, says that New Yorkers better get used
to seeing one tough woman in the governor's mansion. The little-known successor to disgraced Governor Cuomo vowed yesterday to run for a full term in Albany next year. She's going to fill out Cuomo's term and then run on her own, and suggested that she will impose new restrictions to keep a lid on the COVID-19 pandemic. I don't know what that's going to be, but it sounds like as if maybe we're going to lock down the state a little bit more.
Well, that's certainly what it sounds like on its surface here, absolutely. But, you know, she has a real opportunity here because, obviously, as you said, she was sort of the little-known lieutenant governor, now come out of left field pretty much to ascend to the governorship of New York. Now, and if she wants to run, then she has the opportunity to build a record because, for better or for worse, that's what the people of New York will decide upon. And one thing, of course, with COVID-19, if she makes the wrong moves on that, it may sink her to be elected.
Well, she's been in politics for a while. She's not a newcomer, so to speak. But her previous job was that as of a congresswoman in the Buffalo, New York area. So that's where she came from to get to where she's at. And she was fairly popular there in Buffalo. So that's why he chose her, I do believe. Now, going back to Mike Lindell again, because his story popped up again on the wire, Mike Lindell's cyber symposium was a huge hit, even though others tried to hack the website and put him basically out of business again. Didn't work.
No, it didn't work, and it'll be interesting to see how this sort of filters through in terms of any other coverage, media coverage that it got.
Now, there were a lot of people yesterday, including little Dee Dee in our chat room, that tried to put up the Mike Lindell link so that you could watch it on Facebook. Well, Facebook banned Mike Lindell, okay? And when it came to his symposium, they weren't going to let anybody see that because they not only blocked her a usage of that, but they sent me a message in the group and said that this is not truthful material because of the source of what they're saying about the election, this, that, and the other, and all that.
Right. Well, again, it begs the question, you know, why? Why are things going to be filtered? Because, again, I understand it's a private platform.
Because they can do it. That's
because
why.
They can do it. Because it's a private platform.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, you know, people from time immemorial have been able to get a stand up on a box on the street corner and say what they want to say. And people have to evaluate it. But what rubs the American people the wrong way, and not just necessarily about Mike Lindell per se, but the notion that somebody somewhere gets to filter what you can see, hear, or experience, that rubs the American people the wrong way.
Well, yeah, but I also understand that when they own the platform, they can do what they want. They can
ban
anybody they want. They can do whatever they want. That's part of what it's about, being the owner of something like that. Now, if it was regulated by the FCC or whatever, then they'd have to go along with allowing people to put things in there, but that's not the way it is. So I got to ask you a question here, and I want you to take your time on this. So are you ready?
Okay.
Is Joe Biden really that stupid, or is he that evil with his continued destruction of America?
Well, that's a really good question, and I think it broadens out to a lot of what we see, these politico players, basically. You know, some captain, I think, are true believers, some are dupes, some really are evil, and some are kind of stupid. They can kind of, like I said, dupes. They get led along by things. And those who are really trying to accomplish something, in terms of the downfall of America, they're happy to have any help that they can get. They don't care if a person's a dupe. But with Joe Biden, I don't know, you got to wonder. He's been around for over 50 years now, and he's done a lot of dumb things. He's said a lot of dumb things, and he's put the country on a trajectory that really makes you wonder, you know, is he doing this on purpose? I think in many ways, yes.
Well, I was reading an article yesterday that talked about Bernie Sanders, and it talked about all the things that were being instituted, especially in this infrastructure bill and the reconciliation that's coming, that is thanks to Bernie Sanders.
Well, exactly right. And Bernie Sanders, lauded the Soviet Union back in the day. I don't think that Bernie Sanders really wants to make a more egalitarian, equal society, et cetera, et cetera, and takes this money from these people and give it to those people over there, and he's just going to run the whole thing. It's all going to be wonderfully equal and paradise. I don't think that he's coming from that direction. I think he's a representative of the thought process of we got to get power. And we can tell people anything we want to tell them in order to get power, because he's not talking about unleashing the creativity and opportunity of the American people. He's talking about managing the American people. And American people don't want to be managed.
Now, I just had a comment here, a direct message sent to me from John. Don't know where he's at. He didn't tell me. But he said two words, impeach Biden. Well, that's wonderful. I'm sure that a lot of us would like to impeach Biden right now. But we got a little problem. We don't have two-thirds of the Senate, number one.
Exactly, right, yeah.
And you'd have to have a two-thirds vote to be able to get him out in the Senate. I believe the House of Representatives is just a majority vote, but it takes a minimum of 213 to get it there.
To convict, it takes a minimum
of 213 to get it there, and we just don't have the votes, and we'd have to have that. We're about four or five votes shy if everybody on our side of the aisle voted that way. Now, do I think we might stand a chance of doing that if we were to take the Congress back substantially and the Senate back substantially in 2022? Sure, we absolutely do. But then again, is Biden going to step down on his own is my question, because he's not going to get any better when it comes to his cognitive ability.
No, and that's what I think, especially the more than impeachment you would hear calls for the invocation of the 25th Amendment. And again, there would have to be some sort of telling event, I think, that would demonstrate his decline in no uncertain terms. That even rank and file of, or I should say the Democrat Party elite, would have to say, okay, this isn't looking good. And that might, sort of trip that whole thing to start happening. But unless or until that happens, it's a normal sailing right now.
Yeah, I believe that, and this is something that maybe we can shoot for if we can get enough people in Congress, in the House, and in the Senate to give us that magic number that would be where we can go, because obviously the country is not going to get that much better until we get the controls, so to speak, of the purse strings away from the Democrats. It's just spend.
Well, exactly. So what you're looking at is phases. Phase one is take back the Congress, or take back the House and the Senate, stop the Biden agenda in its tracks, stop the spending like you're talking about, and then begin to focus on reclaiming the White House in 2024 and beginning to undo, if it can be done, undone, the damage that Biden is doing.
Yep, and we're going to go to break. We're going to come back with Kyle Warren, and we're going to come back with a Trucker's Highway Bible Report. And from Andrew Giuliani, that's Rudy's son, running for governor, he said, Cuomo unleashed hell. Not done. Hell of a job. He unleashed hell. Absolutely, positively, way to go, Andrew Giuliani. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law, and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness, using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. PillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set, and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna and Don. And they're up there in Carrollton, Georgia. Appreciate them very much. And before we get going with music, and we got another oldie but goodie here, I want to remind everybody that the Truckers Highway and Bible Report is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Pull on in there. Tell them you were listening to us on the radio. Talk about them. And I said you'd get yourself a free hot cup of coffee, and that's exactly what you'll get. Oh, by the way, join the Drivers Club. You'll get points for the fuel you buy, points the food you buy, points for the stuff you buy in a store. Doesn't get any better. It's like money to spend later on down the line when you get enough of it put together to where it makes a difference. In the meantime, we are going to rock, and I mean we are going to do some old-time rock and roll. Here we go.
You're rocking and rolling.
goodness. Good golly, Miss Molly. Little Richard, and that goes back a ways there, Kyle.
Oh, it really does. And to hear that, really, yeah, it just, Little Richard was one of a kind.
Rock and roll is here to stay. I remember when that song came out, you know, everybody, because he was emulating, let's see, was it Jerry Lee Lewis at the time? But he was the original. He was the original.
Oh, big time, yeah.
All right, well, you take it away out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Of course, out west tonight, folks, we're still finding these flash flood watches, of course, mostly in the southern part of Arizona. That's Phoenix and Tucson, I-10, I-8. Also over in New Mexico, we continue with flash flood watches there. In Las Vegas right now, it's about 94 degrees in Las Vegas, or check that, 90 degrees, but they've also got smoke there as well as a flash flood warning just south of Las Vegas there along I-15. Up in Denver and Fort Collins, air quality alerts for most of Wyoming, especially Cody, Wyoming, and down to about the central part of the state. Looks like over in Boise, Idaho, well, we have excessive heat warnings there. Also, excessive heat warnings in Washington. Right now in Seattle, it's 75 degrees. They're also reading smoke, but on Friday, it's going to be about 94. Portland, Oregon, also going to be a very hot as we go through the weekend. Down through Eugene, also Medford, this all along Interstate 5. So be careful out there, not only of the smoke, but of the heat, and especially be sure you've got plenty of supplies, water, and check your radiator.
All right, well, the problem we got right now is in the Midwest is in Kansas. We've got a flood watch and warning up there in Kansas City and north towards the Oklahoma line, if you will. Or, I'm sorry, towards the Nebraska line, if you will, southeastern corner of Nebraska. Now, moving on down into the Emporia, Kansas area, we've got a tornado watch right now, and we've got a severe storm warning right now for a line of storms that are moving in that direction right now. Now, going down into the southeastern corner of Oklahoma, high heat warning. Southwestern corner of Missouri, you've got, that's Arkansas down there. Okay, Arkansas, we've got a high heat advisory. And then in Mississippi, the northern part, a high heat advisory. The eastern part of Texas, to include I-30 and I-20, you've got a high heat advisory there. Now, up and down the East Coast, pretty much following I-95, I-73, I-81, up in the central part of Pennsylvania, you are going to have a high heat advisory there. There are some thunderstorms rolling around in Pennsylvania right now, the eastern part of PA, so be advised of that. And then all the way up into Maine, again, high heat warning following I-95 all the way up through there. Now, the big problem we've got coming in the south and in Florida is Fred. And Fred is a storm right now that is a tropical depression. However, it's going to reform, and it will become a tropical storm by the end of today. Probably this morning, by the looks of things, it's moving very quickly in terms of its intensification again. And the thing of it is, folks, is I'm watching where this is going to be going, brushing the coast of Florida, and it looks like it's going to be a little closer than the last one we had. So I believe there'll be more rain along the coastline of Florida. It's going to go up into the panhandle somewhere, don't know where, and then find its way up into Alabama and Georgia. Again, don't know exactly where yet. But this has the potential for 3 to 5 inches of rain. Certain areas will get 8 inches of rain. The ground is saturated, so there's going to be lots of flooding. It's going to be a weekend event, so be advised of that, too. And if you're on I-75 going north or south and coming across Alligator Alley right now, you're going to be in some heavy rain down below there on Alligator Alley. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tonight.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him. And right now we're going to go to the phone line, and we're going to bring in Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Well, we need to spend more time than what we're going to just brush by the subject with on the other side of the hour. of the news. But obviously, 3,000 troops, two battalions of Marines, one battalion of Army Combat Forces going back in to get our people out. And I knew we left people behind. Remember I kept telling you there were contractors there?
There are very few contractors.
Not very few. Between the British that have got people there and us and the French and some others, it's about 2,000 to 3,000 civilians when you add them all up, not counting our embassy staff. And that's what the big deal is. They were isolated, they were cut off, and the Taliban was apparently setting them up for where they knew somebody was going to come get them, and they were just setting it, laying a trap for them, is what I was told. For the people who were going to come get them, you mean?
We have pretty much removed everybody except for embassy personnel, including contractors.
Well, some of them from the other areas, and by the way, Britain is also sending troops there. You saw that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, about 600 to get their people out. And I think now I'm going to guess they're probably going to close the embassy. Is that a fair assumption?
Yes.
Okay, and then we'll have nobody there. But
correct. We're finished. We're done with it. We're done.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing of it is nobody on our side of the aisle that we're paying attention is surprised to see this. Nobody.
Well, there's really nothing we can do here at this point. There's a lot of people that are disgusted absolutely beyond words with how this thing came down in a very big way, I might add. It didn't have to be like this at all.
Nope.
And it's truly an embarrassment for the country.
Okay, hold that thought, because when we come back, I got some thoughts on this. And by the way, this was done another time, a different way, and we got ISIS as a result of it in Iraq, because this same crew, this wrecking crew that went in there and did this to Afghanistan, did the same damn thing to Iraq, and we wound up with ISIS. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.